Chapter 37. Digging Deeper into Bonds. Bonds don't have to be boring. Just like you can split up stocks into different categories, like we did in the last lesson, we can do the same thing with bonds. And by doing this, it can tell us a great deal about our investments and how we are invested. So basically, there are four sub-asset classes when you're talking about bonds. First is geography, the second is issuer, the third is the length of the loan, and the fourth is credit score. So here's some good news. You already have the geography type down. U.S. just means the bonds are from the U.S. Developed means the bonds are from other countries outside the United States, but they're developed, similar to the U.S., countries such as Canada, France, Japan, England, and Australia. Then you have emerging markets. These are also countries outside the U.S., but they're not quite as developed. Examples of these include Brazil, India, Thailand, and Turkey. Okay, so does geography make sense? There are different bonds that you can separate based on where the bonds are coming from. So now let's look at issuer. What does that mean, issuer? It means who you are lending the money to. That is, who is borrowing the money by issuing the bond. Well, there are a lot of different groups out there that would love to borrow money from you. Here, though, are the big three: governments, corporations, and municipalities. People are often surprised that governments borrow money, but it's true. They borrow big time. The U.S. government borrows a boatload of money all the time. So how much do we owe? Take a guess. $1 million? $100 million? Not even close. We owe over $18 trillion. So do governments borrow money? Well, if you consider $18 trillion to be money, then sure, I would say they do. But it's not just the U.S. government. Countries around the world borrow too. But why? Well, the short answer is they need money. It costs a lot to have a military, to pay for disaster relief, have IRS employees, and the FBI. But one day, a group of people got envious of all this borrowing. They wanted to borrow money too, but they were just a little city. They weren't a big country. No problem. States and cities, also called municipalities, can borrow as well. Yes, that includes you, Los Angeles, Texas, and Chicago, but also the little guys out there, such as Billings, Montana, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Rhode Island. They can all issue bonds and borrow money. But again, why would they want to borrow? Well, there are a lot of reasons. They may want to build a new bridge or road. They may want to construct a new city hall or football stadium. And then finally, we can't forget about the last one of the big three, corporations. That is, companies. They borrow a lot of money too. Companies like Walmart, Microsoft, and Yum Brands. Yum Brands is the company that owns KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell. But who cares? Why are we always trying to put things into different boxes? It's because we can understand a great deal about a bond just by knowing if it's issued by a government, municipality, or a corporation. In our bond discussion, remember I said we could break it down into four sub-asset classes? Well, we already talked about geography, and as a reminder, that's U.S., developed, or emerging. And we just finished talking about issuer. That's government, municipality, and corporation. So the last two categories you already understand. The length of the loan, also called the term, is when you will get the money you lend back, and it's either short-term or long-term. Then you have credit score, or what we call credit quality. This is basically answering the question, what is the likelihood you're going to get your money back? So that's it. That's how you can split up and think about the types of bonds.